Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spending a few minutes now with St. Joseph's University softball star Kayla Abadie. She's a big reason why the Hawks have had so much success this season and also recently set a ton of records. So first of all, Kayla, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
How much fun has this season been, and past the idea that you guys have had so much success, but, you know, I'm sure there was probably times in the midst of the pandemic when you wondered if this would ever come. So how much fun has this been?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. You know, this is my fifth year, so having the opportunity to come back, although the pandemic kind of ruined my true senior year, it's been awesome. The team's great, and I've never played on a team that I feel so confident in that we could win this championship. And, you know, throughout the entire lineup, like, everybody, you know, gives what they can and just really performs when we're out there, so it's awesome.
Did the pandemic and, like, having last season cut short and questions about this season, does it make you appreciate things even more?
Oh, absolutely. Just being able to have the opportunity is amazing. Like, when we're out there, you know, I got a chance to play softball one last time. So now that it's coming to an end, it makes me realize how fortunate I was to be able to come back. And, you know, it's sad to see it go, but I'm hoping that we can end on a high note.
So you set a bunch of records. In fact, I think one swing of the bat, the career home run record for St. Joe's, the season home run record. And in the same game, you set the season RBI record. Was it all connected on one swing of the bat, or was the RBI later? Or are you not sure?
I'm honestly not completely sure, but I believe that the RBI and the career home run were on the same swing. It's just really exciting. And I couldn't have been able to do that without my coaches and my teammates. You know, they're the reason why I'm successful, and they're the reason why as a team we're super successful. Just hearing them cheer me on and having my back is just the greatest feeling. And there's no other girls that I would rather be out there playing with than them. It's awesome.
When were you made aware that these records were in play for you?
So I had got word of it from a couple of my teammates. I wasn't really keeping track of any of it just because I know that once you start thinking about it, maybe bad things can happen. So I just, you know, forgot all about it, went out there, and then, you know, if it happened, it was going to happen. And, you know, it worked out for me in that way.
So were you aware when you hit that home run, like, that was it?
Yeah, I did. Because at that point I had known that, the home run before that I hit was to tie it. So I knew that, you know, with this Fordham tournament coming up that, you know, I would need one more to be on top. So
what was that like from the swing to the walk around the bases to the coming back to the dugout?
It was definitely exciting. You know, I wasn't really thinking too much about it during the games. You know, if I get a good piece of the ball, then I do, but it's more than just thinking about getting a home run for me. You know, I want to do what I can to help out my team, whether that's a walk, a single, or whatever it is. So, you know, it was nice to know that I could contribute in that way for us, but also, you know, have that record under my belt.
When did softball become a passion for you growing up? Were you always a softball kid, or were you I play everything? And then just as time went on, the focus kind of narrowed to softball.
Yeah, you know, my parents put me in soccer for like a year, and, you know, slowly it turned into I want to be the goalie. I don't really want to run around. So softball's pretty much been the only sport that I've played. And I have been playing on my back in the day, I played on my travel ball team since I was in fourth grade all the way up until my senior year of high school. So I've been playing competitively for a very long time.
What goes through your mind here these days? You guys are so focused on trying to win a championship and you want so much more softball to play, but the days, no matter how far you go, your career is winding down. How do you balance the emotions of all that?
Yeah, it's hard because some days, I'll feel down because I'm realizing, softball was always a part of who I was and my identity. And as I'm graduating and softball is going to be behind me, it's hard to accept the fact that it's over. But it's also a great feeling knowing that I was able to do what I could for my teams throughout my entire career at St. Joe's and before that, and for myself. So, I'll feel pretty successful at the end of the day, but very sad to see it go.
And do you ever take a moment to think about the impact that you've had on the program? I mean, you're to have all those records. I mean, it's amazing to do all that in one game, but to be at the top of lists like that, that's special.
Yeah, it's definitely a great feeling. It just shows that the hard work that I put in really, really benefited me. And like I said before, I really don't go out there and do it for myself. I just want to be able to be the best teammate that I can to my friends and to my coaches. Like, I want to be a coachable athlete. I want to be able to listen, take what they say, and all those other awards and things just come along with that.
And what do you guys need to do to be successful here going forward?
So I really think after this past Fordham series, we have really good momentum. Fordham's a great team. And we really showed up. So I think moving forward, we just need to stay confident. The bats are hot right now. The pitching looks great. I think that if we just keep that up, we have a really good opportunity here. And we've seen DW. We've seen all the Fordham pitchers. So it's not going to blindside us. I really think that we just need to keep pushing and we can really win this championship.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.